If, as the Rav answered in question 1063, a person is made drunk before he's executed, why is skila considered the worst form of execution? If he is made not to feel it, aren't all forms of onish mavet the same in terms of pain, anonymous from Israel? I don't think that the differences in the kinds of death penalties depend on how much pain there is, but to a certain degree, how much busha, how embarrassing it is, and also the methods somehow affect a death that is different, and the Ribbono Shel Olam knew which kinds of death are needed to atone for which kinds of sins, irrespective of the pain that is caused. The main idea of the death penalty is the method, not so much the pain that a person has to go through, and therefore they were allowed to get the person drunk and drugged so he wouldn't feel too much pain.